So there's still some stuff we don't really talk about in church. We rarely, in our churches, mention racism, although our diocese is making a concerted effort to address that in a course called Intersections, which continues with a joint course between ourselves and our cathedral next month. We used to be afraid of mentioning sexuality and gender identity, but at least in the Anglican Church of Canada, we seem to have got beyond that. We used not to mention, if we could avoid it, the treatment of Indigenous peoples by both churches and the state. But we are certainly, and thank God we are, beyond that. But there are still things we find it a little bit difficult to discuss. They may not be as taboo as they once were, but they still make us uncomfortable. Death, for instance. When my own father was dying, and he knew he was dying, I was reluctant to discuss it with him. In fact, most people were. Though he was reconciled to the reality of his own death, not particularly happy about it, but certainly willing to talk about it. Even when he made it explicitly clear that he wanted me ordained for all of 1 year to do his funeral, I still shied away from the subject. Likewise, my first experiences of death, particularly the first funerals I was called on for children and infants, brought home how hard it is to talk, even to the bereaved, about someone who has died, especially in the face of tragedy. And there are other issues which it is hard to face up to, which we can be very embarrassed to talk about in church circles. Money is one. The decline of the institution of the church is another. There, I said it. The institution of the church is in decline. Please note I did not say that the Christian faith or the church at large, but the institution of the church is struggling. We must be honest. It's a reality that less people are attending church with any regularity. We're not getting the same number of new people to be a part of congregations that we have been blessed here at St. John's in these past couple years. We are not raising enough money for our ministry or the upkeep of our building. It's a difficult subject, but one which we must confront and take seriously. For if we pretend nothing is happening, then we shut our eyes to the opportunities as well as the difficulties. And when that happens, the difficulties inevitably overwhelm us. The reason I'm talking about this is twofold. Practically, we have to continue asking questions about how we will move forward into the future, and as we will begin next week to continue to wrestle with our stewardship of ourselves, our time, our talents, our treasures, and the gifts that God has given us. Secondly, and more importantly, and I knew you're probably wondering why I'm going on like this. Secondly, this theme comes up because of what Jesus has just said in our gospel reading. Jesus is blunt, saying things that no one wants to hear, proclaiming that he will suffer and he will die. Jesus is talking about the road to the cross. Part of our reticence to talk about difficulties in our churches and our own Christian lives is perhaps we often want to deny the inevitable. And perhaps part of the reason we want to do that is because at least in the short term it just feels a little more comfortable. But in our reading for today we were reminded, even if like the disciples we are somewhat bemused with how to respond, that truth is more important than protecting our feelings. And that we must continue with the mission and ministry to which we are called, even as we wrestle with our concerns for our shared life. Just as Jesus continued in his ministry, even facing death. What should church look like? Well, we should be feeding the sheep. We should be strengthening the weak. We should be healing the sick. We should be binding up the injured, bringing back the strayed and seeking the lost. We are looking at who we should be as we travel on into the future, and holding to those core commitments of being a spiritual community, a community holding old and new in our worship and prayer, a community deeply committed to justice and equity, a community serving the needs of those within and beyond our walls, a community rooted deeply in the love of God. These are the values We must keep our discussions of the future framed by. With the honesty and candor of the children Jesus encourages us to be like, with the simplicity and humility of the servants Jesus tells his followers to be. We are not here to keep the institution of the church alive, but to live and share the faith, hope, and love which gives us life. May we have the clear focus, the grace, and the wisdom to do so. Amen.